state wildlife troopers in 2012 conducted a four-day sting operation against William Davison from Anacortes, Washington, who guided fishing trips without a license in Sitka. Troopers Eric Hinton and Justin Lindell, posing as brothers-in-law, booked a four-day, three-night guided fishing trip with William Davison in June of that year. Hinton explained the details in Sitka Superior Court last month.
Before we start an undercover operation like this, me and the fellow investigator need to come up with a story as to how we know each other. We need to know family members. You certainly don't want to make a mistake when you're talking with a suspect. When you're undercover, it's a little nerve-wracking, really. The longer the trip is, the more difficult it is to keep your cover story.
Davison pleaded guilty to four counts: sport fishing without a license, sport fish guiding with an unregistered vessel, furnishing shellfish to sport fishing clients, specifically king crab, and unlawful possession of sport-caught fish. In total, these misdemeanors carried a maximum fine of $40,000 and 4 months jail time. But in exchange for his guilty plea, the court charged Davison $10,000 and suspended all jail time and most of the fines. Hinton's testimony recounted additional details of the trip. He says prior to boarding the boat, Davison admitted he was not a licensed guide, but was licensed by the Coast Guard. That means he can't guide fishing tours, but can carry passengers.
He asked us if we were okay with that. We said that we were, and he then said, well, I need to come up with a cover story between me and him as to how we met, and he suggested that we fished off of a charter out of Miami. I asked him to change that to Key West, Florida, because I knew a legitimate charter business down there that we could use.
Over 4 days, the group caught one halibut, 14 king salmon, 3 king crab, and 25 Dungeness crab. Since Lindell and Hinton were posing as non-residents, the bag limit for a king salmon is 4 fish per year, per person, and 1 fish per day. Davison's group was averaging 3.5 king salmon a day. The group also harvested an 8 crab on board, which is also illegal.
We recorded fish when Mr. Davison told us to record fish. On the first day, he instructed Investigator Lindell not to record the fish because he didn't think that state troopers were nearby. And he said, if we do get stopped by fishing game, just say that you're either fishing for halibut or you're just trolling for catch and release.
If troopers did approach the boat, Davison planned to toss unlawfully caught fish in a hidden hold in the bottom of his boat.
The secret compartment doesn't have any hinges on it, so you can't see anything sticking up out of the deck. He had L brackets that came down and fit underneath the spar on the deck of the boat to hold it in place. And in order to open up or unlock that one hatch, that secret hatch in the middle, he had to get a screwdriver, a knife or something, and he would pry that thing back so he could get his fingers around it, and then he'd pull it out and that would unlock it. So when he closed it and relocked it, he would take a towel and he'd take an outdoor rug and he'd throw it over the top so that it didn't look like it was anything. It just looked like it was the deck.
A month after the undercover fishing trip, wildlife trooper Robert Welsh showed up at Davison's boat with seizure and search warrants. Welsh says Davison's fishing license had expired. Davison told Welsh that he didn't have a sport fishing license but didn't need one because he never guided paid clients, only friends and family. Welsh spoke with one other person that had paid Davison for a trip after being referred by a friend. Shirley Erst, who has known Davison for 50 years, testified on his behalf. Erst told the court that Davison does not earn a living fishing and has never been in trouble before. She said she will make certain Davison's boat will not return to Alaska. While the fine is settled, Davison faces 3 years of probation and the possible seizure of his vessel. The terms of his probation and forfeiture of his vessel will be determined in December. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.